Dearach Eret Kadma La Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Zrizus. I want us to listen into a scene that we are described in the Medrash Brachos Rabbah Yud Zayin Dalid. Amar Rabbi Acha said, B'sha'a shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu livros ha'adam. The scene takes place at a time that only the Malachim were created and man himself had not yet been created. And Hashem turns round to the Malachim and says, let me take counsel with you. Should we create man? Na'ase Adam. Amrulo, the Malachim turned round and said, Adam zematiwo. Well, what is this thing, man, that you're intending to create? What's his nature? Amar lahen, Hashem says to them, Chachmaso meruba mishalachem. You should know, this creation's wisdom is far greater than yours. And to prove it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in front of the Malachim different animals. And Hashem says to them, Mashmo, what are the names of each of these different creatures? And of course, your shame, the two middle letters of the word Neshama, soul, shame, name, represents your essence. Hashem says to the Malachim, what is the essence of these animals? What were they put into this world to do? But the Malachim did not know the answer. And then He'eviran lifnei Adam. The Medrash tells us Hashem brings these animals in front of man, Amar lo, and Hashem says to him, Mazeshmo, what is this one's name? And Amar, man turns around and says, Zeshar, Zechamar, Zesus, Vzegamal. Man is able to give a name to each of the animals. And now Hashem turns around to man himself and says, Mashmcha, what's your name? Amar lo, he turns around and says to Hashem, Ani na'eli hikare Adam, I think it is appropriate for you to call me Adam, shenivresi min ha'adama, because I was created from the ground. The Mefarshim explained that what Adam was saying was that my very nature is earth. Who I am is a man of the ground. The Maharal of Prague explains so beautifully. He says, man's nature, man's essence is to be earth-like, it's to be lazy, it's to be filled with inertia, a lack of desire to move. Does anyone relate? This is the essence of what a human being is. And yet, the letters Adama, earth, are also similar to the letters Adameh, Le'elyon. I am similar, I am godlike, I have the capacity to be like God. The Maharal beautifully explains that if man's go-to point is laziness, he also has in him what earth has, tremendous potential, potential for growth, potential to become like what? Adam el Elyon, potential to become godlike. But our starting point is lazy and our starting point is inertia, and we have to move past that very natural status because our whole purpose in this world is to be using the potential that we have inside of us in order to become godlike. Masilas Yesharim, the Ramchal's beautiful sefer, which is really going to be our textbook for understanding the Midah of Zrizus, he tells us, Vatir'eh, we see ki teva ha'adam kaved ma'o, the nature of man is very, very heavy. Ki afris ha'chamriskas, he is earthy, he is weighty, he is physical. Akin lo yachpot adam betrach malacha, if man doesn't exert himself, if he doesn't work very hard, umishe rotze lischos la'avodas habora, because really what does a person want to do more than anything? He wants to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He therefore needs to work very, very hard to push past this very natural, lazy nature, to muster up strength and zeal, to tap into Zrizus in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesilas Yesharim explains that in Yano shall has Zrizus Mavu'ar, the matter of having Zrizus is very clear. Shehu ha-hakdama la-mitzvus ul-hashlamas in Yanam. It is the foundation. It is the most fundamental of all things in order to start completing mitzvahs. V'chalashen hazeh amru zechornam livracha. And it's based on this that the rabbis in the Gemara and Pesachim Dalet tell us, Zrizim makdimim la-mitzvus. It is the zealous. You need to tap into your midah of zerizus in order to perform mitzvahs. I think it's the most amazing thing that as Klal Yisrael was being birthed as a nation at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we know that a baby in its very first few days and months are really in a very, very precarious state. Anything, any impression that's made at that time is very, very lasting. Klal Yisrael, as we are being birthed as a nation at Pesach, all of the mitzvahs are there to teach us how to develop and see the importance of Zerizus. Let's go through them very quickly together. The very first mitzvah that we received as a nation was the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, which is really the mitzvah of understanding the importance of value of time, that we are gifted with the ability to use our time. We're told matzahs, we have to make them fast. And we're reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim fast. Our dough didn't even have time to rise. When the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were required that night before to eat the Karban Pesach. And the words of the Pesukim remind us, eat it quickly, be prepared for immediate travels. Belts on, shoes on your feet, staff in your hands, eat quickly. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that one of the reasons why we eat the Karban Pesach roasted instead of boiled is because roasting works faster than regular cooking. Again, a hint to needing to move fast, go quickly. Rav Yonis and Eibershit says that when the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash offered the Karban Pesach, if you looked at them, they were standing one next to each other, passing the blood backwards and forwards, the empty vessels to be filled with blood and the filled up vessels of blood passing backwards and forwards through their hands, and it looked like it was whizzing so fast through the air like arrows. Again, a hint to how everything has to be done with so much zerizus. Why is so much of Pesach related to Zerizus? The Sifsei HaChaim explains that being trapped in Mitzrayim represents being trapped by the Yetzahara. We were Meitzar, we were constrained by our Yetzahara. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in a rush, it was to teach us that whenever we are trapped by the Yetzahara, the only way to free ourselves is by tapping into Zerizus, is by using alacrity, by moving fast, by doing things with Zerizus. I'll end with a very sweet mashal that I once came across that really brought these ideas to life for me. Imagine if you had a bank that somehow credited your account each morning with $86,400. Wow. But it carried over no balance from the previous day and it cancels whatever money you failed to use each day. So each day you wake up to $86,400 and it's up to you to decide what you want to do with that money. What would you do? Draw it out every cent on a daily basis, of course. You understand the value of the money. Just take it out of the bank. It's not coming back. Well, each of us do have a bank and it's called time. Every morning it credits us with 86,400 seconds, and every night it rules off as lost whatever we failed to invest in a good purpose. It carries over no balance, it allows no overdraft. If we fail to use that day's deposits, the loss is ours forever and ever. And really, this is the message at Yetzias Mitzrayim as we're being birthed as a nation. We have to understand the value of time. We have to understand that every moment is an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our mission in this world is to be Adam El Elyon, to become as godlike as possible. But our nature is earth. And therefore, we have to push past our very earthy nature. We have to tap into this midah of Zerizus in order to become the people that we were put into this world to become. Thank you so much for listening.